Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Yankees beat the Red Sox for the 9th straight time, 4-2. Also, the Phillies topped the Mets, 6-2. The Nationals defeated the Orioles, 6-5. And the Rays swept the Blue Jays at a doubleheader in Buffalo, taking Game 1, a completion of a suspended game, 3-2, and Game 2, 7-5. In MLB news, American League batting leader DJ LeMahieu has been placed on the Yankees' 10-day injured list because of a sprained left thumb. LeMahieu was hurt during an awkward swing in the fourth inning of Saturday night's 11-5 victory over Boston. In NASCAR yesterday, Chase Elliott won the Cup Series road course race at Daytona International Speedway by holding off Denny Hamlin after a late restart and notching his third consecutive victory away from ovals. And at Saratoga Race Course, 3-year-old horse Antoinette won the second running of the $500,000 Saratoga Oaks with a time of 1 minute 53.3 seconds. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, Matthew Barzal scored in overtime to lift the Islanders over the Capitals 2-1. New York now has a 3-0 lead in their first-round series. Also, the Flyers held off the Canadiens 1-0. And public health officials in multiple northeastern states are investigating the possible spread of COVID-19 among youth hockey players. The New York State Amateur Hockey Association says some of its players tested positive for the virus earlier this month after attending a skills clinic in New Hampshire and playing in a tournament in Connecticut. In a letter, the association criticized, quote, overzealous coaches and parents, end quote, for traveling across state lines. While hockey competitions are allowed in Connecticut and New Hampshire, they are prohibited in New York and Massachusetts. I'm Jesse King.